the International Secret Police.
Hello. Phoenix Zero.
Clint and Smiley spend the night in a small British hospital to fully recover from the long flight between Bermuda and the Azores without drinking water. Leeds and Davis are also supposed to be resting up, but during the night, Clint has a hunch that all is not well down at the plane. Rousing Speed and Smiley, Clint leads the way to the plane and surprises Leeds in the control room. He gives the excuse that he was working on the altimeter, but Speed hears a ticking sound. It is a time bomb hidden in the plane, and Clint runs to the instrument board, praying that the control wire is there, while Smiley and Speed grapple with Leeds, who frantically tries to escape, and does manage to get out of the plane, but Smiley stops him with a bullet.
I'm Wing Leeds!
He's down! Good! Oh, golly, if Clint can only find that bomb wiring...
Won't do any good to run. If that bomb goes off, it'll wreck anything within 100 yards of the plane.
Hey, the ticking stops! Clint must have found the wiring all right.
You wait here! Wait till I go out and get Lee.
Okay, but be careful, Smiley. He might pull a gun on you.
I know, Ben. He's too concerned about being shot.
But, Steve, you're all right.
Yeah, Clint. You found the wiring?
Yes. We're set near the altimeter. That's why Lee slipped his hand in back there to set off the bomb. He must have had it set to give him just enough time to escape.
He didn't, though. Smiley shot him.
He's still alive.
Oh, yes. At least he was making plenty of noise groaning a minute ago.
Good. I want to question him. Lee started that fire in the baggage compartment, too. But I can't understand how the Octopus Gang could have made him obey them. Why, he's been a trusted employee of the International Secret Police.
I'm beginning to think the Octopus Gang can do anything. We thought we were through with trouble when we got rid of the Octopus. Looks like we'll have to get rid of every member of his gang before we're really through with trouble.
Yes, it looks that way.
Hey, Clint! Speed! Come on out here!
Coming, Smiley! Let's pile out, Speed. I have an idea that Leeds really needs hospital care now. That'll give us a chance to question him, too.
Did he hurt the plane any?
Yeah, not that I can see. I'll have one of the local mechanics check it over thoroughly before we take off for Madeira.
Look, Smiley sitting on Leeds.
He would. Always resting.
I wouldn't call tonight's work any rest cure. One minute we're in the hospital, and the next I'm sitting on a killer. Never a dull moment.
Well, we're darn lucky to know what we're doing right now. If Speed hadn't heard that time bomb when he did...
Spare me the unpleasant details. What are we going to do with this Razorback?
Take him back to the hospital with us for treatment and questioning. Can he walk?
Sure. Those groans you hear come from a guilty conscience, more than from a creased shoulder. Come on, Farmer, get up. We're going bye-bye.
Now then, now that your wound has been dressed and you're comfortable in bed, do you feel like talking, Leeds?
Go away. I feel rotten. That sawbones wasn't any too gentle.
Why should the doctor be easy with a fellow who is going to bomb us?
I wonder if Davis is in on this or if he knows that anything has happened at all.
I checked on that when we came in. He was sound asleep.
Sounds like he's okay, then.
Davis doesn't know anything but his navigation.
It would have been better if you'd learned nothing but mechanics, Leeds. When was that time bomb supposed to go off?
Between here and Madeira. Would have blown the plane to bits.
Nice people Chief Riley sends along with us as a crew, huh?
He trusted Leeds, Marley. Everyone knew him. He's been with us for years and came with the highest credentials.
The Octopus Gang must have gotten to him after he'd been working for Chief Riley, huh?
It's hard to say, Steve. The Octopus might have placed him in our organization for just such a time as this. You know, he'll wait years for something to happen, and when it does happen, he's always ready for it. Yes?
Davis, Chief. You send for me?
Oh, yes. Come on in.
Excuse me, but I'm still half asleep.
Leeds, what's happened to you?
Ask what didn't happen to us, including you, Davis.
What do you mean?
We surprised Leeds setting a time bomb in the plane. He planned to have it go off when we were on our way to Madeira.
A time bomb? In the plane? But why?
You don't know the real reason for our trip to Africa, Davis. But since plenty of other people seem to know about it and are trying to stop us from reaching there, I think you should know why.
What? Then you mean this isn't just a routine flight to check up on secret police stations in Africa?
No, sir. There's a gang who calls themselves the Atlantean Syndicate who we think are swindling the 10 richest fellas in the world, and we're aiming to stop them.
And we think it's the Octopus Gang.
Octopus Gang?
Yeah, I see you've heard of them.
Well, who hasn't? Do you mean they're actually operating in Africa?
From all indications, yes. And Leeds here is one of their number.
You can't prove that.
No? Well, we can prove a fire and a time bomb, and it's certain you wasn't just playing when you thought up those nice little things.
Why, I didn't even know that Leeds had left our room.
Clint had a hunch that something was up, Mr. Davis. Otherwise, he would have taken off and been blown up at sea.
Did you hire Lothar and Peters to ambush us in Bermuda, Leeds?
I haven't the slightest idea what you're talking about, Barlow.
It isn't going to do any good to be stubborn, Leeds. We've got enough on you to keep you behind bars for life.
Okay. So you've got the goods on me. Then leave me alone.
Where's your baggage, Davis?
In that closet over there.
Leeds, too?
Yes. Most of the stuff is locked in the plane. But he brought a small grip in here to the hospital.
Mm-hmm. Get it, will you, Spin?
Sure thing. Is this the closet you mean, Mr. Davis?
Yes.
Hey, look. All this isn't going to get you anywhere, Barlow.
We'll see.
Guess this is it. The other one had Mr. Davis' name on it.
Yes, that's the one Leeds was carrying.
Open it.
It's locked.
Where's the key, Leeds?
Why, I must have lost it.
Will you give me that key?
All right, wait a minute. Never mind, Sonny. I have a skeleton key here for just such emergencies. Well, just the usual thing. Socks, shirt.
Here's a wallet, Clint, and a passport.
Let's have it. Identification cards, visas. Yes, everything seems in order.
Sure it'd be in order. Crooks always see to that.
Looks like we're up a stump, all right. Nothing else in the case.
Oh, those military brushes.
These?
Yes, let me have them.
Hey, look, you've wrinkled my shirts, thrown my socks all over the floor, and shot me in the shoulder. Now, isn't that enough?
Don't you want me to examine these brushes, Leeds?
All I want is for you to clear out of here.
Unfortunately, it is. It's too late to rid yourself of the police.
What are you trying to do to those brushes, Clint?
See if the backs will come off. This one's solid. But this other one, yes, it is removable.
Well, shut my mouth. A nice a cubby hole to carry secret papers in as ever I've seen.
Yes, and there is a paper in it, all right.
God, doesn't make much sense, does it? Numbers.
That's the date speed. And look, New York, Bermuda, Azores, and Madeira. They have our route and the dates we land at these places.
If they couldn't stop us from landing.
Madeira.
That means they're laying for us there, too.
We found Leeds out. Maybe that'll end our troubles on the flight at Leeds.
Maybe. But Leeds is going to tell us exactly what to expect, whether he likes it or not.
Hey, look, may I have a glass of water? I've got to go into such a lengthy discussion.
I'll get you one.
Thanks.
Here.
Let me see that piece of paper, Clint. Maybe you overlooked something.
Not much to see, Smiley. Probably means plenty if we knew just how to read it.
You know, Clint, it just shows our flight as far as Madeira. We must have been awfully sure we'd never get beyond there.
Say, you think of the cutest thing, boy.
That sounds logical. Well, you ready to talk now, Leeds?
Yeah. I'm ready now.
What's he laughing at?
Don't ask me. If I was in his shoes, I wouldn't be laughing.
On the other hand, my young friend, I think you might.
Come on, Leeds. Quit stalling and tell us what you know.
Very well. I've been in the Octopus Gang for 5 years, and I've been watching my chance to get you, Clint Barlow, all that time. But I had to be careful. If every one of the secret police suspected me, my usefulness would be ended, and the Master would have destroyed me.
Master? You mean the Octopus?
Yeah.
What power does this criminal have over people that he can force them to do his will? Murder. Destruction.
He had a knowledge of psychology that was uncanny, Davis. Almost amounted to hypnotism in some cases.
But I've worked with Leeds for years. I never dreamed that he was anything but a swell fellow. capable, and a good sport.
The Octopus was the most dangerous criminal alive. And now that he's dead, it'll take a long time to destroy the foundations of crime that he has established.
What are you laughing at? Come on, tell me.
You amuse me.
Clint, from the way Leeds is acting, I think the Octopus is still alive and knows we're coming to end the Atlantean swindle. Nobody else would be so set on killing you.
What about it, Leeds? Is the Octopus alive?
You wanted me to tell my story from the beginning, didn't you?
We don't care where you started, just so you tell it. Clint, this fella's stolen for some reason or other. If I didn't know he was going to stay right here, I'd say he was playing for time and a getaway.
I'm admitting everything, am I not? I started that fire in the baggage compartment. I caused your ambush in Bermuda. Emptied the water tanks between Bermuda and the Azores. Too bad I won't see others succeed in Madeira where I've failed.
You won't see, all right. We'll be in jail.
You're wrong there.
Huh?
Clint, what's wrong with Leeds?
Leeds. Leeds.
Thought you'd make me talk. You fool.
He's out cold. Did he faint?
No. No, Seedy. He's dead.
Dead? But how? Smiley only gave him a flesh wound.
I was a fool not to have suspected something when he asked for that glass of water.
You mean...
He dropped the poison powder into it. There's still traces of it in the bottom of the glass. Now he'll never talk.
Gosh, and he said we were sure to be stopped at Madeira.